No, we're going to come back. We're going to do our food time show. We've got a bite-sized version of the food time show today that we're doing next. And on a day like this, what do you look forward to? Some nice stick-to-your-ribs, great cold weather recipes, right? I've got a few, but what I really want to do is I want to open up the phone lines. I've got some nice prizes for you to tell me your favorite cold weather recipe. Maybe you've got something in the crock pot right now. Maybe you've got something on the stove right now for a great, nice, warm, stick-to-the-ribs Sunday dinner. 312-981-7200. Food time early today on WGN. Early version of our food time show, normally heard at around 12 noon every day, is sponsored by the GreekIslands.net. Doing it early today because we're going to be off at 11 o'clock for Blackhawks hockey. So I thought we would do a nice, just like a little mini version of the food show, a bite-sized version, if you will, of the food time show, of your favorite cold weather treats, things that maybe you have on the stove right now, as a matter of fact. And let's start off with Ellen at 312-981-7200. Ellen, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, do you have anything on the stove already?
I have it in the crock pot. I got chicken and dumplings.
Oh, nice.
And it's my mother's recipe. It's just delicious.
So tell, what makes your mom's recipe of chicken and dumplings great?
Well, I don't know. It's just the old-fashioned type. Everything's from scratch. All the vegetables, the gravy, the biscuits. You put the biscuits in last, let them cook.
Right.
But it's just so warm and tasty. It's really good on a cold winter day.
Your ribs on a day like this, absolutely.
So, that too.
So what do you put into the crock pot and for how long?
Oh, vegetables. You put the vegetables, the potatoes, celery, carrots. Put that on the bottom, and then you put the chicken on the top and let it cook for about 5 hours.
Okay.
And then you mix in your, gravy, the Bisquick and the flour and the water. Mix that all in. Let that thicken for a couple more hours. And then after that, at the very end, you make your biscuits and then just stick them on top.
Oh, that sounds
great. Let those cook for about an hour. Yeah, it's delicious.
So this whole,
just delicious.
This whole project is, a 8-hour deal.
It is. It takes a long time, but today's a good day for it. It's
yeah.
So cold out there.
Oh, it's a perfect day. And I'll bet the house smells fantastic, right?
It smells delicious.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds so good.
Very good.
If you hang on for just a second, we've got these fantastic desktop indoor weather stations from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60-minute.
Oh.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this time of year, and you want to know all the different weather conditions, this will set you up with that. So have a great
day. Thank you very much.
Stay warm today. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Aaron from Darien. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. My go-to is Mississippi pot roast.
What's Mississippi pot roast?
It is so good. You can do it in the crock pot. The first thing you do is get a nice pot roast, and you sear it on both sides.
Okay.
Throw it in the crock pot, and then take one envelope of that Hidden Valley Ranch dressing powder.
Yeah.
Dump it in. Take a envelope of au jus gravy mix.
Okay.
Dump it in, the powdered kind.
That's an interesting combination of flavors.
Well, hold on.
Oh.
And then you take a big jar of pepperoncinis.
Oh, wow.
Now, I dice them up. You don't have to, but I dice them up. But don't put the stems in.
Right.
Throw that in, and then take all the juice from the pepperoncinis, dump it in, and take one stick of unsalted butter.
Oh,
that's it.
Gosh.
And then you're done. And the nice thing is you can serve it two ways. If you're having the family over, make mashed potatoes, and then that au jus, you put that on the mashed potatoes, and they go crazy.
Oh, wow. I bet that's amazing. Yeah.
Take it out, shred it, and it's like an Italian beef.
Wow. That sounds absolutely amazing. And what I really love are the different variety of flavors. You've got that ranch flavor. You've got the au jus to intensify the beef flavor.
Yeah.
And then this pepper, the chopped pepperoncinis and the pepperoncini juice gives it a nice tart, tangy, really brings it alive kind of flavor.
And the nice thing about my recipe is because in 15 minutes, it's done. It's in the crock pot. You go do your day.
Yeah. How long do you leave it?
You don't have to do anything else to it.
How long do you leave it in the crock pot?
At least I do it on low for at least, I would say, 5 hours, but you can leave it in there until 8, just remembering the longer you leave a pot roast, the smaller it gets, but you can't overcook it.
Right. Well, it also intensifies the flavor, too, though.
And if you really have the time, do it the day before.
Oh, yeah.
And let it sit overnight.
Sit overnight and then warm it up the next day. It's even
yes.
better. Yeah. Well, that puts my beef stew to shame.
No, I bet you're a much better cook than I am.
I was thinking of some beef stew in the crock pot, you know, the beef stew meat, potatoes, carrots, onion. I put some garlic in it, the beef stock, tomatoes, and it's, amazing. But I love that flavor combination that you have in this. I'm going to give that a try.
Well, please do. And I, so far, anyone I've given the recipe to has come back and said, that was so good. And
yeah.
I go, yeah, I don't cook very well, but that I cook well.
I would think I would have to disagree with you on that because that sounds pretty great. I'm going to send you a desktop indoor weather station as well from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. Fantastic recipe. Thank you very much for that. Let's see what else we have here. Let's get a guy in here. Guys know how to cook, too, like Brian. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Dean. Love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
I love split pea soup.
Mm.
I'm cooking it right now. It doesn't take long. And you put carrots and celery and potatoes in it, and it doesn't take long. You don't have to put it in a crock pot.
Right. Do you put ham in it or any kind of pork product?
Yeah, it's ham off the bone. You slice it up, and you just put it in the pot, and you just let it cook for about an hour.
Yeah.
And it just... delicious.
Yeah, now, you know, it depends on the size of the bone of the ham, but you know if you put that bone in there while you're cooking it, too, that adds so much flavor to it, right?
Yes. It was my mother's recipe, and God rest her soul, she's passed away, but she didn't leave the recipe. I just remembered what she did.
Yeah, their moms didn't write things down. My mom is 96. She still doesn't write anything down. I was like, Mom, like, how do you make this or that? Oh, I don't know. I just know how to do it. I never wrote down the recipes. But it's a nice memory of your mom, I'll bet, with every soup spoonful that you take.
Oh, absolutely. It's delicious.
That's great. Yeah, nice split pea soup today with ham. You can't go wrong with that. I'm going to get you a desktop indoor weather station as well from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. You have a nice warm day today, my friend, and I appreciate your call, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.